pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Start with roll call. Councilmembers Burzall. Catalano. Keeler. Beckstein.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
Just want to start off on a brief statement on the coronavirus, since we've been following that very closely. Dear Seabright residents and business owners, in accordance with guidance from the World Health Organization and the U.S. CDC, the borough of Seabright has taken the following actions to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus in our community. We posted the CDC link on the borough website on March 9th. You can go there at seabrightnj.org. We closed our borough library on March 13th. We've posted pertinent information on the borough digital signboard on March 13th. We closed our borough hall to the public on March 16th, but while keeping the staff working. And Governor Murphy issued Executive Order 104 on March 16th, giving further instructions and guidance on education, business, and travel within the state of New Jersey, which we are adopting. This is available on the New Jersey government webpage and will be posted to our borough website along with a letter from Seabright OEM and the mayor on March 17th. We will continue to assess the risks as they evolve and provide updates. This continues to be an unprecedented situation, and our borough teams are working diligently to provide as much assistance and clarity as possible. Once again, thank you for your continued dedication to the safety of the Seabright community. Okay, on to remarks from your audience. If anyone would like to speak, you have up to 3 minutes to do so. Just please stand and state your name.
Could we read the Open Public Meetings Act?
Oh, sorry, you are correct. Okay, I'm sorry, let me go back one step. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order in line with the borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 6, 2020. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. And so if you could roll call, we'll go back to the Washington audience. Would anyone like to make any comments? All right, seeing no hands, we are on to the consent agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion?
Mayor, I'd like to pull for separate consideration number 89 and number 91. That was a separate comment.
So would anyone like to make a motion on balancing the agenda?
I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call. Council members Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Beckstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
Who's ahead? And Jack, you want to speak to those two?
It's on number 89. We're referring obviously to the Novi Supply Enhancement Project. I just do not believe I have enough information. So I'm not just abstaining, but I think we should get more information on that. And my second point is, feel much more strongly on number 91, the movement is to sue the petroleum industry for causing flooding and other hurricane-related causes due to fuel consumption in this country, which is causing the heat level. So my own feeling is that the fossil fuel industry has been and still remains the key to our entire economy. And we would not be here as a society where we are, modern air travel over the world. People, their homes are heated. Everything is related to the fossil fuel industry. So I am totally opposed to this idea, just the notion that you're going to sue them, because in their efforts to provide us with modern society, you're going to claim that that's led to global warming. And I just think that, and to use the court systems, or at least to use the law to withdraw this, I find it's an embarrassment. I feel that strongly about it.
So should we vote on each one separately then?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jack, can I clarify?
Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
One of the things that Jack stated there, we are not suing the fossil fuel industry. There is a corporation out there that's not suing the fossil fuel industry. We're only supporting their cause. Being that we are a short community, direct impact on climate change and everything like that, for that climate change, I feel we should get behind, and we should get behind and make them pay for any damages that we face moving forward. Like I said, this is not money that the town is taking up. We're just supporting just worthy cause. That's all I have to say.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Anybody else want to comment on that before we put the vote?
Jack, you're going to abstain on one and vote no on the other? Is that what it is? Okay. All right, so I'll make a motion to approve number 89-2020, which is the resolution of reaffirming opposition to the Northeast Supply Enhancement Project and requesting the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection to extend the public comment period and conduct a public hearing in the Bayshore area.
Second, anybody?
I'll second that.
All right. Roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
I abstain. There's not enough information for me.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
I say that passes.
And then I'll make a motion to pass number 91-2020. I agree with the comments Councilman Birdsall made.
I second that.
All right, roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
No.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
No.
All right, that passes. All right, so we are moving on to ordinances. Ordinance 3-2020, ordinance amending and supplementing the general code of the borough of Seabright, chapter 201, entitled Vehicles and Traffic. Would anyone like to make a motion to introduce that ordinance?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Okay. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right. So on the new business, resolution 93-2020, authorizing agreement with J&A Holdings. Would anyone like to introduce the resolution?
So moved.
All right, council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
I have to abstain.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
And on to vouchers in the amount of $321,201. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the vouchers?
I'll make that motion.
All right, council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz? Yes. Next up will be our budget introduction, a presentation of the 2020 budget, and our CFO Mike Baskin asked me to make a brief statement. Tonight, the Borough Council will be asked to introduce the 2020 municipal budget. The budget we will vote on this evening reflects an increase in spending of just 1.45% as compared to 2019. This budget will result in a decrease in the tax rate of 2% or 1.1 cents per $100 of assessed value. This equates to a $45 decrease on a home assessed at $400,000 as compared to 2019. This budget is compliant with the state's levy cap, which is a cap on the amount of taxes that can be raised in any given year. In addition, this budget is more than $240,000 below the state appropriations cap, which limits the annual increases on certain appropriations within the budget. The Borough Council is confident that the department heads and the governing body will increase to work closely throughout 2020 to improve revenues and reduce costs to continue the borough's long history of municipal tax rate stability. A public meeting on this budget will be held at a regularly scheduled meeting of April 21st, 2020. As part of the public meeting, our CFO will present more detailed information regarding the budget. Would anyone like to make the motion to introduce the 2020 fiscal budget?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All right. Council members Virgil?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gillick?
Yes.
Rexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz? Yes. Forward. All right. Would anyone on the council like to make any comments as it relates to their committees at the
My only question, Mayor, and I don't know if a decision has been made or not, but we should make a decision for the planning board meeting next week. Are we having it? Are we not having it? Because we're going to need to inform Candace, and we're going to need to inform... I don't even know what's on the agenda.
Yeah, I mean, that's what was under.
I don't know, but we need to make a decision. I know there are resolutions that need to be adopted from the last meeting because there were applications approved.
Yeah, I don't know if the best answer. My guess is that public meetings will start being canceled, most likely. And at best, I mean, would you have an opinion on that? But I can't imagine them being held, especially open to the public, and just getting like live streaming, but then you still have to have the planning board attend in person, so that makes it more complicated.
Mike, what are they doing? What has Neptune done? That's part.
We're basically doing what you're doing. We're going to have our budget introduction, and then we're canceling meetings.
You're just canceling everything. And that seems to be the trend.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with the trend, but that seems to be the trend.
We can limit it to public. We've seen some examples. Roger and I have looked at a couple where there could be a call-in number, a conference call, a typical conference call, if the public would like to participate through the conference call. But you can limit public you can't limit public participation, but you can limit public, you know, presence.
Well, what you could do for the, I mean, again, I don't know what's on the agenda for the planning board meeting, and you'd have to check with Candace on that, but what we could do as far as the resolutions are concerned, because there's no public comment on a resolution adoption at a planning board meeting, you could just have the planning board just meet and just, even if you do it telephonically, and just adopt the resolution. I just don't want to hold people up any more than they're held up already.
Well, that's good.
And this is going to be a disaster.
It's a good point, I think. People who've already had their applications approved, you want them to keep moving forward.
Absolutely.
If you just did that, then you don't have to worry about public participation.
Well, Mark.
Yeah.
The state, whatever put out, no more than 50 people.
Yeah, but Kevin, we've never had a meeting here in the last God knows how many years with more than 50 people.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, right. I don't know, it's just something that we're going to have to figure out.
Yep.
And I personally would prefer not to hold up people. This is not going to last forever, and I don't know what the proper answer is.
So then we can figure out a way to have a meeting without public participation in the general meeting and have a call-in number if someone wanted to comment on the application and or resolutions authorizing the...
Well, if all we're doing is adopting the resolutions, there is no public comment. If you're having an actual application on it, it's very, very difficult to do that by telephone. Because the public's got to be able to see the exhibits and everything like that. So, I mean, maybe the best way to do it is just to adjourn in one cycle, but at least have the board meet and adopt the resolutions. I don't know. I mean, this is uncharted territory. I just don't want to hold people up who are waiting for resolutions.
Yeah, and the latest guidance now is not 50 people, it's 10 people.
That's what the president said.
Yeah.
But I think the government, is that actually the executive order from the president?
No.
It's just suggestion.
I don't think so.
Because the executive order from the governor is 50 people.
Yeah.
We'll hash it out next few days.
Okay, but if we can strive to do a telephonic planning board meeting just to adopt the resolution, that would be appreciated.
Yeah. Anyone else on the governing body want to make a comment about the committees?
Just got a call from the court, Kyle Smith, that the April 2nd court for Seabright is most likely going to be postponed. You know, we hold that in Shrewsbury, and they're closing their court, their buildings facility to the public. So anyone who's scheduled to go to court on April 2nd, they're most likely get a memo. It's not official yet, but that's the way they're going.
Sounds good. Then Jack?
That's what I mean.
As far as the beach, I don't think we're going to have Easter egg on either.
Well, that's not until April 12th, right? So let's hold it off before we decide that.
We got a lot of eggs in there.
I know. it's going to be a problem, but it's not until April, so let's not make that decision yet.
And I think we're lifeguarding Water's Edge, but I don't think we've heard from Surfrider. Maybe Joe,
Chris,
you know?
We have. We
haven't finalized their proposal.
Right, they haven't finalized the proposal. They've been going back and forth. They're working on it. Don is working with the ownership.
And I just want to say also, before we get out of here, I just want to really thank the mayor, Chief Friedman, CEO director, I'm sorry, OEM director, Chinowski. You guys have been amazing during this entire thing. I know a lot of people don't see that from the public, but you all deserve a lot of credit for the way you have managed everything since it started. I mean that sincerely. Thank you, Esmer.
Anyone else on the council have any other comments? So that's it? What's that, Kevin?
I got nothing.
Charlie, that's it.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Charlie, you good?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So we do not have an executive session tonight, which means we would make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Hang up, Charlie.